Thankful to be in the house of the Lord one more time. Blood yet still running warm in our veins, and God is still blessing and is yet still keeping us in the midst of it all. We share again with you out of the sixth chapter of Ephesians, and I'll read verses 14 through 17 again for your consideration. Stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. And take the helmet of salvation, and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Yeah. Supporting scripture this morning coming from Proverbs 10 and 12. Babylon's hatred stirreth up strifes, but love covereth all sins. Hatred stirreth up strifes, but love covereth all sins. The base of those verses, we'd like to use a thought as subject this morning. If you protect the front, God's love got your back. If you protect the front, God's love got your back. Sometimes that's easier said than done. We always find ourselves trying to fix it for ourselves. But if we just leave it in the hands of a mighty God, He will make everything all right. And I know that there are many witnesses in the house this morning. There are many things that you tried to fix, and after you left it alone, you realized that God had already worked it out. And there are some things going on right now that God is in the midst of working it out. And we just have to pray to the Lord our God. Give us patience just to wait and see what the Lord God is going to do. God will make a believer out of us. And sometimes we have to go through in order for us to know that He is yet still in control, and He will do what needs to be done in our lives. We thank God for the choir this morning and for you, the people of God, that have come to share in this worship experience. And we should not take it lightly that God has allowed us a chance to assemble ourselves. And the one thing that is very important is that you had a choice this morning, whether or not you would go to a house of worship, or whether you just stay at home and slumber and sleep, or just watch television, or whatever it was other than serving God that you wanted to do. But isn't it a wonderful thing when we choose to serve the Lord our God? Because we're going to need Him. And it wasn't by any of our own merits that we got up this morning. It was only by the grace and the mercy and that precious, the saints of old used to say, He touched me this morning with a finger of love. And because He touched me this morning, I was able to get up and I was able to start this day's journey. And for that, I give God thanks. I thank God for those that have come to lift up the name of Jesus. I thank God, and we pray for those that are not able this morning because there's so much sickness in the land. And so we know that that's a part of our existence now. That's a part of what we go through from one day to the next. And so it's nothing new to any of us. But what we need to do is just be mindful to, in the midst of whatever it might be, still give your God some praise and trust and believe that He is a healer and He is a keeper. For as I look around in this room, I see some that have been down and out, and God has brought you back into the sheepfold one more time. We don't know what another day is going to bring. But this day, God has allowed us this chance to come, and I thank God for that this morning. We thank God because we are living in a very crucial time, and that being the fact that the enemy is yet still so busy. Nothing you can do about it. Because He's going to do what He is going to do. But I'm thankful this morning to come and to share a word with you this morning. This word that I have this morning, that if you protect the front, God's love got your back. And the scriptures that we're using this morning, I believe that somewhere between the beginning and the end, you'll be able to put it together and see where I'm coming from. It's amazing sometimes when God gives you a thought and you begin to work on it and you begin to try to figure out, Lord, why would you send me in this direction? But I've found out that God's word is a word that never goes out void, and he touched the needs of the people of God. You don't never know what your neighbor sitting beside you might need. There are times that you don't even know what you need. You think that you know, but God has to make things clear for you. And so when I stand this morning, I stand thanking my God for being that God that have allowed me another opportunity to come and to allow us to go through another week's journey. I found out that it's not by anything that we've done, but it's by grace that we are saved. It's by the mercies of God that we can say or claim any portion of salvation. If you are one this morning that can say that I'm saved, then you're not saved by your own merits. The Bible declares, for it's by grace that you're saved, not by anything of your own. So God has blessed us to be assembled together again here to give God praise and worship. And as we come to praise God this morning, I realize that we don't all praise him in the same manner. We don't all look at God in the same way. But there's one thing that we cannot change, that there is only one God. And it's my hope and my prayer this morning is that we are serving the one God, the one true living God, the creator of the ends of the earth, the creator of we ourselves. It was him that made us from the dust of the ground. And the Bible declares that he breathed into our nostrils the breath of life, and we became living souls. We were nothing but dust, and God put everything in Adam that needed to be there, but Adam couldn't move until he breathed into his nostrils and gave him life. And after that, he became a living soul. And so when we think in those terms and we realize that we are living and yet we are going to die, and we wonder where do we go when we die? Well, the Bible declared that the dust returns to the dust which God made you from, but the spirit goes back to be with the Lord. So isn't it a wonderful thing to know that even though you may leave this side, you don't never leave God? And so I'm thankful for that this morning, because he is truly a mighty God, a God that keeps on doing great things for all of us. In spite of all the things that are going on in the world and all of the uneasiness that is a part of our nation due to our incoming president, let us rest assured that it's not just words. God is still in control. Let us remember the command of Jesus the Christ, where he told us to love ye one another as he has loved us. And so we need to understand this morning that that love should extend to all mankind. If we would think in the term that if there ever was a president that needs prayer, Trump is one that needs to pray for. You can't do anything with that man, just like you can't do anything with that man or woman that's sitting beside you. But I heard and I found out that prayer changes things. And so all we can do is continue to pray. All we can do is remember that if we look up to the hills and know that that's where the real help comes from, then everything is going to be all right. Don't get bent all out of shape. And it's all right to express your concerns and to feel whatever it is that you feel. But we can't hate man and then think that we're going to go to heaven. So we got to learn how to pray for even those that are despiteful, even those that may talk out of the side of their neck. We still got to love them anyhow. We can't decide that I'm going to love him and I'm not going to love him. We got to love the best that we know how. And we know that it's not easy sometimes to love someone that you feel that is against you. But some way or another, by the grace of God, we've learned how to put some things aside and let God be our God. And so I'm so glad to know this morning that I'm able to pray for the man. And I hope and pray that there will be some changes, but his time too shall pass. You got to do is just wait on God. You got to stop worrying about so many things that you can't do anything about and go to the Lord our God in prayer. The Bible declares unto us, be not deceived, God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. So at that same thing, it goes for each and every one of us this morning. Bible declares that if we would just be still and let God be God, we got to know that he is a mighty God and he knows exactly what we are up against. He knows exactly what's going to happen from one day to the next. And Isaiah put it like this in 41:10, fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee, yea, I will help thee with the right hand of my righteousness. So the Bible tells me through the prophet that I don't have to fear what man can do. All I got to do is trust my God. The God that I serve said that if I'm in his hand, that no man is able to pluck me out. The God that I serve says that he will not allow anything to happen to us when we are covered by that wall or that partition that he has all around us. God is a deliverer and God is a keeper, and I'm going to trust God every step of the way. How many of you know that when you don't feel like it, you can still give God praise? When things are going rough in your life, you still owe God a praise. When you don't have a dime in your pocket, it can't stop you from telling your God thank you. And even though you may not have all the grocery in the house that you want to have, he said that I am the bread of life and I will feed you when you get hungry. All you got to do is just read and trust the word of God and know that God will be right there by your side. As I shared with you on last week, that our life is nothing but a vapor that only appears for a little time and then it will vanish away. So we got to take advantage of the time that we have. We can't waste precious time worrying about things that we don't have any control over. We got to know that God is the one that is able to do anything. And remember when I told you last week that we were living with the invisible shadow? That shadow does never go anywhere. He's always right there by our side. He's always holding us and he always keeps us. And what I love about that shadow is that he never slumbers, neither does he sleep. We in our feeble body, we may go for a long time, but we are not an energizer. We got to sometime or another sit down somewhere and get some rest. Sometime or another, you got to replenish and put back some of that you've drained out. But I thank God that he is a supplier of each and every one of our needs. The God that I serve is forever watching over us, and he has promised us that he'd never leave us, neither would he forsake us. God said that he would supply our every need. So all we got to do is put our trust in the Lord. Come to share another word of warning with you this morning and for you to expect to be on the lookout for the tricks of the enemy. He is constantly on his job. The Bible says he's going about seeking whom he shall kill or destroy. One thing I found out is that we got to learn how to fight. And in order for us to fight and to really fight and get somewhere, we got to unite our forces together. We got to know that when it's been said, united we stand, divided we fall, we got to stand together on some things. We got to put away our petty and differences and know that we're all in the same boat. All of us are living in this borrowed land, hoping and praying that one day we'll get to glory. And I don't know about you, I'm not homesick, but if he called me right now, there's not a thing that you can do about it. But when it's time to go, you got to go. Question is this morning, are you ready to go? Because we got to make preparations. Every day we are one step closer to our end. So one thing about going to the end is knowing that at the end there is a beginning if you die as a believer. And as a believer, you know that everything is still going to be all right. He will give us the strength this morning to fight the wiles of the devil and to ward off the enemy. The enemy is not flesh and blood, but principalities, meaning state government, but powers and rulers of darkness and spiritual wickedness in high places. It does not matter. The word of God teaches us everything that we need to know. And it does not matter how high you go, however high you go, that's just farther that you got to fall when you come back down. Know how it is sometimes when somebody puts you on a pedestal and make you think you're all of that, and you find out that the same one that put you up there is just waiting on you to fall. And I guarantee you, when you start falling down, nobody's there with anything to catch you. The only thing that you can trust is that all you got to do on my way down, say, oh, Lord, have mercy on me. Oh, Lord, catch me so I don't get hurt in the midst of the dangers that I'm going through. We got to understand that there's powers in this old world set, but those powers do not have more power than God himself. Our battle this morning is with the enemy, better known as Satan, the devil, the prince of darkness. So let us take the advice of James found in James 4 and 7. For the Bible declares, submit yourself therefore to God. Resist the devil and he will flee from you. I'm going to say this and I'm going to leave the president alone and the election alone. Submit yourself therefore to God. Resist the devil. Stop looking at it if it gets your blood pressure up. Stop listening to it if you know it's going to get you bent all out of shape, because only thing you can do is call and vent to somebody. You can't change what's going on. They're not going to let you in the White House. They didn't let you in when Obama there. They're not going to let you in now, showing up. But if you got power to talk to the God that you serve, God's spirit can get anywhere that it needs to get to. And you got to know that when you call on the name of the Lord, he will recognize your voice and he will do the thing that needs to be done in your life. Nothing gets on my nerves more than somebody want to sit around and have a debate about something that you can't do nothing about. Then you fall out with one another talking about those things. Stop that mess. That is a trick of the enemy. Folks sitting around can't even eat the dinner. Let it go. It's already said and done. In order to fight against him, we got to know that we have a higher power. And that higher power is none other than God himself. You got to know to whom you belong and trust that he is true to his words. God said, I'll fight your battle. Bible says and declared that no weapon formed against you shall be able to prosper. The only way that it's going to prosper if you allow it to. I'm so glad that I found out that what God has for me is for me. No matter who's in the White House, as long as if God got something for me, I'm going to get it. And one thing that I do know is that God is the one that wakes us up every morning. We need to know and understand that the devil is real. He is not that one that we used to think about when we were kids, that one walking around with pointed ears and a long tail. And he wasn't walking around red. The devil is any color. The devil rides and he abides in men, women, boys, and girls. And he's out there, doing the devil's work. Be careful. You'll never know when you're looking at the devil. The devil has a way of very crafty, and he has a way of saying some things in such a smooth way that you would think that he's on your side. And all the time, the devil is setting you up for a trap. And let me tell you something. The devil don't like you. The devil don't care nothing about you. The devil don't care nothing about your mama, your daddy, your grandson, or your granddaughter. All the devil want to do is mess up some things. And we got to learn, and that's what I come to let you know this morning. You got to learn how to fight against the devil. In order to fight the devil, the first thing is, if you can, resist him and let him go that way. And somebody said that when you see trouble, you got to take a detour. You ever notice how sometimes when there's trouble down on the highway and all of a sudden you see a sign that say detour, you got to go this way. And you might get bent out of shape, but it's better for you to go that way than to go down to where the trouble is. Some of us so know that we got to realize we got to go down there and say, I want to see what's going on down there. Then you get down there and can't get in, can't get out. If we would learn to mind our own business and let things alone sometimes, life would be a whole lot better. Am I talking to anybody in here? I didn't come to make you shout. I just come to give you a few pointers this morning. Because we're in a battle. We got to know that he's a dirty fighter. He's underhanded and he's out to get you. His main aim is to hit you where it hurts. One thing I found out, if he don't get you the first time, if he does not succeed, you can look for him to return. For the Bible declares if he attacked you, that one thing about it, he comes and he'll take a break for a season. So in other words, he's going to try you in every way that he can. And if he don't get to you, he's going to back up and leave you alone for a little bit. But I guarantee you he's coming back. And what I found out is that if he can't get it through you, he'll get it through somebody that you love. Start messing with your loved ones. Start messing with your children. And start messing with your mate. You got to understand and watch those tricks of the devil. You ever know how it is when there's peace in the house and all of a sudden the devil done threw a wrench in it? Everything was going just fine until the devil stepped in and put his little bit in. And don't have a listening ear all the time to everybody that got a little bit of advice for you. Sometimes you got to keep your opinion to yourself. Then there's time that we got to listen, but we got to listen and don't hear. There's time we got to let it in and let it right back out. Anybody ever realize that sometimes somebody tell you something and it start disturbing your spirit? And all of a sudden you get sidetracked and all you get preoccupied with what they done said and you get your mind off of what you're trying to do. Another trick of the devil. You get up in the morning, you feel bad, and the devil try to make you think that you're going to have a bad day. You got to shake it off. Got to learn how to say, I may not feel good right now, but in a little bit, I'm going to feel a little bit better. You know how it is, and I'm learning how it is, but some of our elders, when you get up in the morning, you got to move a little slower than you used to. But after you get up and get everything moving and everything going just like you want it to go, then you feel more like yourself. Don't allow the enemy to break you down. You got to know that there's a fight going on, and the first fight is within yourself. There's a fight within each and every one of us. For the flesh is always fighting against the spirit. You want to do the right thing, but the flesh tells you to do the wrong thing. And every now and again, you override and you be able to do what you're supposed to do. But Paul said that even when I try to do good, evil is also present. You ever seen how when you want to have a good time and all of a sudden here come that devil? Everything was going good till he showed up or she showed up. Sometimes you can recognize them before they get out of the car and you got to brace yourself. So, oh Lord, here they come. Then you got to learn how to speak up for yourself. Anybody ever met the devil at the door and told him when they get to the door, don't come here with no mess today. We ain't having that today. We having a peaceful day today. Sometimes you got to let the devil know, I recognize what you are and what you're trying to do. And you're not going to mess up my good day. Spend all this time preparing all this food. You think you're going to come in and take away somebody's appetite? You don't know how to act, don't come in. Be bold enough to put the devil out sometime. No harm to tell the devil to get off of you. Did not, when he tempted Jesus himself, Jesus said, get thee behind me, Satan. You got to talk to that devil sometime. Don't allow him to talk to you so much. You stop listening, you start talking. And if nothing else, I found out that if the devil starts talking to you, if you start saying Jesus, devil don't want to hear nothing about Jesus. You start telling that devil, you know, I love you. That devil don't want to hear that mess. There's ways to get rid of the devil. But again, he is going to come back. Just because you're all right now, don't let your guard down. Keep watching, keep on praying, keep on trusting the power of a loving God. This world in which we live is full of hatred and deceit. Now, the supporting text tells us this morning in Proverbs 10 and 12, hatred stirreth up stripes, but love covereth all sins. When one hates, his delight is violent and he intends to do someone harm. There's nothing worse than an individual that's full of hate. Because when you're full of hate, you can feel it when they come in the room. You don't even have to have a strong spirit of discernment, but you can feel hate when it's there. Somebody can say out of their lips that I love you, but if it's not real, you can feel it. Sometimes all you got to do is look in their eyes and you can see the lie coming in their eye. tell you what they think you want to hear. That's how the devil works. I'm just here to let you know that you got to protect yourself. You got to know that everything that comes your way, sometimes it's a lie. Sometimes when they have hate, they're going to lie on you. They're going to bear false witness against you. And usually people that hate, they're nothing but troublemakers. Always stirring up stuff. You know how somebody said you got to watch the dog to bring the bone? Everybody called themselves coming to give you a warning. They ain't doing nothing but trying to see where you coming from. Trying to see if they can stir up some things in your mind. See if they alert you of some things. And then if they get you to say one thing, then they'll go back and tell that individual, well, I said this, but she said such and such. Too much he say, she say, ain't nothing but another trick of the devil. You know when it's always them, bring them right here. I don't care what they said, let they talk to me. If they ain't man or woman enough to say it to your face, don't worry about it. And if they man or woman to say it to your face, you be man or woman to stand them toe to toe, look them eye to eye, and take care of your business. And I ain't talking about fighting either. Don't let the devil push you over on their side. Sometimes you don't have to fight. You don't have to roll up your sleeves. All you got to do, if you can't go down on bending knees, you think about it in your mind. Many times you find yourself saying in your mind, Lord, help me hold my tongue. A lot of you lose your job if you hadn't learned how to hold your tongue. Wouldn't be any peace with your coworker if you didn't know how to hold your tongue. You got to learn how to let some things go. And then you can't be so thin-skinned. You got to know that the enemy is going to try you. His intent is to pull you down and to make you fall and to make you feel like that you're not going to be able to amount to anything. But I come to tell somebody this morning that if you want to stand, you got to stand and take care of yourself. You got to know that it is necessary to protect yourself. And in order to protect yourself, you got to know how to protect yourself. If you're going to protect the front, God will take care of the back. Don't you know that there is a war going on? And our text starts off letting us know that in order for us to be able to stay, we got to put on the armor of a mighty God. In order to do that, we got to do our part. We can't allow anything to happen. And that's where this message is coming from. In order for us to be able to say, I'm going to stand against the wiles of the devil, then you got to be willing to put on your armor. Mama can't put it on for you. Preacher can't put it on for you. You got to know enough of the word to put it on for yourself. You got to know that there's somebody that's going to be against you. But I want to let you know that it doesn't matter who don't like you. Don't matter who goes up against you. You got a way this morning to fight against the devil. And I found out that the only way to fight off the devil is you got to come to the conclusion this morning that everything is going to work out for your good. You got to know that God will be right there by your side. And I know that the Bible declares here in Paul's writing to the Ephesians. He said, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. See, I'm weak all by myself. But when I got the Lord on my side, I'm not worried about who is going to go up against me. Because I got somebody to help me fight my battle. First of all, I got to realize that I got to do my part. I got to put on the whole armor of God that I might be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. In other words, Paul said the devil is a tricky fighter. The devil got some underhanded tricks, and you got to be aware and you got to keep your eyes on that enemy. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but we wrestle against principalities and against powers in high places. There's rulers of the darkness of this old world. But I don't care who's in the high place. God is higher than anyone that I know this morning. For I found out back to the word of God that if you take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand in this evil day. Having done all to stand, you got to still stand. Is there anybody in the house this morning that realize that there are times that you feel like that you're going to fall? But I found out that when you're weak, God will make you strong. When it seems like you don't have strength in your legs, you got to stand up on the power of a loving God. I found out if you stand on the word of God will be able to take you where you need to go. For the Bible declared when you put on this armor of God and you stand against the evil of this old day, evil is everywhere that you go. Evil is everywhere that you be. But you got to stand there for having your line girt about with truth. In other words, you got to girt yourself up. You got to make preparations, and you got to be ready to get into action. You got to know that you can't sit down and be lazy. You got to know that there's going to be a fight going on. But I found out that I don't have to fight all by myself. For if I girt myself up with the power of God, the Bible said if I put on the breastplate of righteousness. See, every now and then you got to cover your chest. Got to make sure the devil don't get there in your heart. I got on the breastplate of righteousness, and the Lord God has written everything right there in where it needs to be. My feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. See, you got to have on your battle clothes. You got to know that you're going out to battle. Put on your breastplate. Put on you some boots or some shoes. You can't walk in this valley all by yourself. But I stop by to let somebody know. Above all, taking the shield of faith. See, I believe in the power of God. And I got my shield out in front of me. You can throw all the dots at me that you want to. But I don't care if you throw it from the left or the right. I'm going to take my shield and I'm going to move it to the left side. Then I'll move it to the right side. I don't have to worry about putting it in the middle because I got my breastplate on. But that old devil sometimes he'll try to drop something down on your head. But I'm so glad that I got on the helmet of salvation. I got my head covered. I got my heart covered. I got my sides covered. I got my feet covered. And I'm so glad that God said in his mighty word that you got to take the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. The word of God slices on the left and on the right. It's a two-edged sword. It'll cut on the left and it'll cut on the right. And I'm so glad that when I fight my battle, it didn't say nothing about putting on my back. But I come to let you know that when you got your front covered, you got your head covered, God will take care of your back. Because the love of God will cover a multitude of sin. The love of God will fight away your enemy. It doesn't matter what nobody try to do. If you keep your eyes on the prize, if you say, for God I'll live, and for the Lord God I'll die. If I'm going to fight a battle this morning, I'm not going to have a street fight, but I'm going to have a spiritual fight. I'm going to go down on bending knees. I'm going to call on the power of a loving God. I'm going to say, Lord, the enemy is all around me, but I'm not worried because I got on my armor this morning. Is there anybody in the house? As we go through these next 4 years, you better learn how to put your armor on. You better have your head covered. You better have your heart covered. You better have your shield in your hand. If your hand gets tired, ask the Lord to give you more strength. And I'm so glad that I got God on my side, because I realize I can't see behind me. But I'm so glad that God got my back. There's a whole lot of us that say, God got you. If you know that the Lord got you this morning, you ought to live like you're going to be all right. You ought to pray like you're going to be all right. You ought to praise him like you're going to be all right. Is there anybody in the house this morning that don't matter who's in the White House? You know who's in your house, because if you got God in the house, everything is going to be all right. And the God that I'm talking about, he'll feed you when you get hungry. The God that I'm talking about, he'll fight your battle for you. The God that I'm talking about, he'll pick you up when you've been knocked down. He's a mighty God, and he'll let you walk every step of the way. There's some of us that say it's better to run than to fight, but I don't have to run away from the battle. I can stand still and let God be my God, and God will fight my battle, for he said, vengeance is mine. So said the Lord our God, and God got everything in control. So don't let nobody fool you. If you're going to be able to do anything, put your arm on and fight your battle. You take care of the front and the love of God, he will cover your back. and he'll keep you when everything else comes up against you, even in the midst of what we're going through. God is still God. I'm so glad that God is able to renew our strength. God just says to us this morning, don't worry, it's going to be all right. Put on your armor and know that if you're covered and you got your armor on, then God is going to protect you. The armor of God is for your protection. And if you know that you are protected, then you're confident in your spirit that I can still go anywhere that I want to go, and God is going to take care of me. If I walk through a dark valley, I'm not worried about the things I cannot see, because God does have my back. He takes care of us when we are not able to take care of ourselves. Can't nobody do us like God. He's a great God, and he's worthy to be praised. Be not dismayed. Don't worry about anything, but just trust that God will do what needs to be done. He's that kind of God, and he will do what needs to be done. When you feel like you need some help or an understanding as to what you need to fight your battle, not only should you have on your armor, but stay on bended knees. Keep on talking to the Master. And the one thing is that the only thing you're telling him is something that he already knows, but he needs to hear from you. The Bible declares, you have not because you ask not. So I'm going to ask the Lord to walk with me every step of the way. Give me strength to hold up the bloodstained banner and know that I got God on my side. And he will fight my battle.